AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety says a criminal investigation into the police response to the Uvalde school massacre will be completed by the end of the year. Victims' families are upset with the pace of the investigation. They would like the department's leader, Colonel Steve McCraw, to resign. Brett Cross's son was one of the 19 students killed.
It was 77 minutes that 91 of y'all's officers waited outside while our children were slaughtered. One of your officers has been fired. One.
McCraw insists his department did not fail the community. Police in Chicago say a 7-year-old boy was killed by a stray bullet while washing his hands in the bathroom of his family's home. Detectives are examining private video footage from the area in hopes of identifying a suspect. President Biden's chief of staff has been warned for retweeting a political message on his government Twitter account. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Office of Special Counsel says Ron Klain violated the Hatch Act, which bans government officials from using their official roles to influence elections. A conservative group led by Trump advisor Stephen Miller had complained about a retweet in May. The Office of Special Counsel said last year, Miller and several other Trump officials repeatedly violated the Hatch Act with Trump's approval. Biden spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre often cites that law in deflecting political questions, noting earlier this week,
I have to be careful of what I say because we do respect the Hatch Act here in this administration.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
After two straight quarters of contraction, the government says the economy grew 2.6% from July through September. Meantime, the Dow is higher, other indexes are lower. The World Health Organization says the number of people infected with tuberculosis, including the kind resistant to drugs, rose globally for the first time in years. This is AP News. Elon Musk is telling advertisers he's buying Twitter to help humanity.
A day after stomping into Twitter's headquarters carrying a sink, yes, a porcelain sink, and changing his Twitter profile to Cheap Twit, Elon Musk posted a message to advertisers on Twitter saying he doesn't want the social media platform to become a free-for-all hellscape where anything can be said with no consequences. He says he's buying the company because it's important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square. The message reflects concerns among advertisers, Twitter's chief source of revenue, that Musk's plans to promote free speech by cutting back on moderating content will open the floodgates to more online toxicity and drive away users. The message comes the day before Musk's deadline for closing his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. I'm Ben Thomas.
Musk is expected to speak to Twitter employees directly tomorrow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.